This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 320 for Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. After hitting a 21-month low on Tuesday, the ICE Futures canola market extended its losses further on Wednesday. The Chicago soy complex retreated yet again, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also lower. Crude oil gained more than $1 US per barrel due to declining United States stockpiles and the Federal Reserve's announcement it will raise its key interest rates by 0.25 point. The Canadian dollar was up less than 1/10 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract was down $9.40 per ton at $720. In the US, corn was slightly higher, while soybeans and wheat both took a step back. According to U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission data for the week ended March 14th, money managers were net sellers of more than 75,000 corn futures and options contracts, establishing a net short of more than 54,000, corn's first bearish stance since August 2020. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that ethanol producers averaged 997,000 barrels of output per day for the week ended March 17th, the lowest since January. Stocks declined by 206,000 barrels to 26.188 million. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported a sale of 178,000 tons of U.S. corn to China this morning, while Chinese corn prices fell to a three-month low overnight. The May corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.34. Brazilian firm Agroconsult cut its projection estimate for the country's corn crop by 5 million tons to 125 million, but it raised its production estimate for soybeans by 2 million tons to a record 155 million. The firm also predicts Brazil will export 96 million tons of soybeans this marketing year. The European Union is reporting that season-to-date soybean imports have totaled 8.45 million tons as of March 19th, down nearly 15% from last year. Meanwhile, Chinese soybean prices on the Dalian exchange fell to their lowest point in 7 months. The May soybean contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.49. Soft red wheat growing areas in the U.S. have received much-needed precipitation this week. However, dryness persists in the Texas Panhandle and southwestern Kansas hard red wheat growing areas. China will auction off 140,000 tons of wheat from its state reserves next week, while Russian grain production is forecast to be 19% lower in 2023-24, with 82.6 million tons of wheat output, according to Ukraine Agroconsult. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.11. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.34. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.